beginning of Parshas Ha'amor, the Torah lists off the Tuvei Kohunas, the various women that a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry. So the Chumash says a Kohen is forbidden to marry a Grusha. The Mishnayot make it clear that a Kohen is forbidden to marry even Grushas Atzmo, even if I were, if I were a Kohen. I was married to a girl and I divorced her and I remarried my own former wife, it's also forbidden. Not only forbidden to marry a Grusha Sacheret, even a Grusha Tatsma is also Asura. Not only a Grusha Tatsma is Asura, the Prophet says, the Isha Grusha Meisha, La Yikapa. If a woman was divorced from her husband, the La Yikapa. So the Gemara has a comment on that in the end of Masechet Gittin. The Gemara has a Machlokes, the Mishnah in the last Perek. Perek Hamagam. The last Perek in Gittin has a Machlokes of Lezer Nachachamim. What does it mean if a man divorces his wife? And he says, Harin the Gitta, Baharev Gureshis and many, Baharev and Teresh, and Chalodam Chutz Meyodam Tloni. So Rav Lezer she's in Guresh, she's in Menach, she's in Teres Mechalav, and puts the other cloning. And the Chachamim say, no, that the get is not Chal at all. That the get is only valid if she becomes in Teres Mechalav. If she makes a shiur, so Bina Kareem Gita Valeko. The Teres says, we're not going to save the Krisus. Krisus is Zabah HaKorez Beinola Beinola, that there's no connection left anymore. And if he gives her a get with a shiur, that she's Asura to Ploni. For what good reason should be Asura to Ploni? She's still an Asia Sitz, Klappi Ploni. Klappi, everybody else, she's not an Asia Sitz. Means that the husband has retained part of his issue with his wife. So that's a lack of creases, being in trade geese of elect. So the Chacham said the whole get is no good. So the Gemara has a comment, even though the Chacham said the whole get is no good, but nevertheless, she's Asura le Kahuna. If the husband is a Kohen and he divorces his wife and he gives her a get, and he says, Hare Matarasum Chaladim puts me out of Ploni, if he says the get is not Kal, so the get is not Kal, but then the husband is still married with his wife. So he should be mutter to remain with his wife. So the pasuk says, no, the isha grusha meisha, afilu lanis garsha ela meisha, is already a couple. Even if the husband divorced his wife, that she's divorced from him, but she's not mutter to lashuv mother. Even a bigger chiddush, the Gemara says. Not only if he says, hareb mugurash with many, and mutter to lachalon, and chutz miyad and ploni, then in such a case, she's asura labai lachalon. Even if he says, hareb mugurash with many, but hare iach mutter to lashuv mother, and boilam, it's also called an Isha Grusha Meisha. People learn Garsha Ella Meisha. You know, she was only in Garsha from her husband. She was never in Teres Mishum Adam Shabaylam. That's enough to ask her the Kuhuna. That's how the Gemara Garsha is in the list Teres and Gizhi. The Rambam quotes that that's called Reach HaGet. Something that's not really a get, but it smells like a get. It's called Reach HaGet. The Rambam quotes that in, and him for Gersh and Reach HaGet, and he writes that it's only in the Rabbanim. Agin Mishnah, on the side of that Rambam, right, that the other Mepharshim disagree with the Rambam, that the Gemara Darshan is from a Pasuk. So it's a real din d'oraisa. Why should we assume that it's only Asnachta mid Rabbanan? The simple reading of the Gemara is, what is this Tana do with the Pasuk? What is the other Tana do with the Pasuk? Rav Lezer learned that from this Pasuk that it is a good get. He says, Harei Mugurash is made in the Teres Lecholam Chutz Nifloini, Baharaya, Isha Grusha, Isha Laikacha, that the get asks her Labai Lekoyim, even though she's not in the Teres Lecholam. And the Chacham say, no, it's only a din of Reach HaGet that passes between. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's a real drasha Gemara d'oraisa, so just like Rav Lezer learned that his din from this pasuk. So the Chacham learned that their din of Reach HaGet from this pasuk. The Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva. Shagas Aryeh HaKadoshim. He has a tshuva on this issue. Shagas Aryeh has a different kind of tshuva, not like we have. A new shaila that came up in 1985 or something. Shagas Aryeh says, when is the Sotman Mount Krishna? He writes a tshuva on that. When Tzilas Arvis Rishus. You know, old shaylas. All things that are shaylas in the Gemara. Had the shayla, had it, it's not really a shaylas of tshuva, the shaylas, most of it. And the tshuvas achadoshes, there's a few things that are new shaylas that came up. But most of the tshuva shaylas are, you have to be ruri halacha, what's the din? He has a tshuva, what he calls the tshuva lalacha, and the reach haget. Is reach haget the rights of the Rabbanim? So he has a few pages, he says, they're right. Machlek is the Rambam Magnishna, and he says, the Rambam is wrong, the Magnishna is right. That's his tshuva. Then the next tshuva he has is, how many situations are there that we would label as Reach HaGet? Is there only one case of Reach HaGet, namely the Yishu Grusha Mei Yishu? Harei HaMugurash is Meni Meteres L'chol Adam Chutz Miyadam Ploni. Or Harei HaMugurash is Meni V'Harei Iyat Meteres L'shum Adam. That's also Yishu Grusha Mei Yishu. Or maybe I should say that there are other additional cases of Reach HaGet. What about a case where I gave a get and there was some kind of a psul? Let's say I give Tzulikitach Magadi Karka. I put the get down on the table and I say, Harei Zekitach. Till the gitach magabi hashulchan, the wife picks up the get on her own. The rabbi says in the Gemara that it's no good. It's interesting. The Mishnah doesn't say. The rabbi in the Gemara says that it's no good. The gitach magabi karka is no good. In yeshivas, we interpret that there are many dinim in the Mishnayos that are based on Rava's assumption, but the actual din of Rava itself doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Interesting, not Rava. The Rava says, "Slikitach magabi karka psula apostle get." So would that constitute a rare haget or not? And many other psula. For instance, you write to get to mechuber, you write to get to lo deshma. What would be the din? The Gradish of Lo deshma is the beginning of Gemara. The beginning of Perek Palaget. The third Perek Yigit. Gemara has a machlokes amaroi. One opinion in the Gemara is that a get that's nichtav shelo lishmo, although the get is not kosher, but it does accomplish a reach get. And the other opinion is no, it depends what kind of the shelo lishmo it is. If the get, if the sofrim were writing lehislame just to practice, they have a school to teach sofrim, no? CPR. They teach sofrim how to write, they have a school where they teach the sofrim how to write git. It's a good profession, by the way. They make a lot of money. There are a lot of people getting divorced. Anyone who's interested, she's going to a good field. The service is Jewish in the New York. We need young people who know the deal and know how to write it. Make a lot of money. The fullness will feel the talent. Make a nice finance. You have all day long to learn.
I was wondering about that. Somebody also did that for the Adim. That they used to pay the Adim to, you know, practice their signatures and take special Adim. But isn't there, there's an issur for a Dayan who accepts, who gets paid the halachas is batel. So why isn't that applied to Gidin as well?
The Mishnah says that an aid who gets paid is a Yusuf of the tailor, a Yusuf Ksula.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim explain in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, that's only if I saw a murderer. I saw a halvor, I saw a hezek, and then I refuse to testify in court unless they pay me money. But if they tell me they want me to travel to Brooklyn, or they want me to travel to Tennessee in order to witness a get, or in order to be aided by a chasna, by a chalitza, in order to sign or something like that, so then I can charge money for we're spending my time. If I already saw the event and they want me to come testify in court, so then I'm not allowed to charge money. But if they want me to come in advance, I can say, if you pay me money, I'll be happy to come. If you don't pay me, I don't want to come. Yeah. Please, to go be present by his death. What am I going to do? That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Misada HaGet is more of a problem. Why the Misada HaGet is allowed to take money? Then they quote in Shulchan Aruch, they give reasons, but also because he spends time on it. He spends time. The Chalitz is more of a problem. I guess it's not so bad. The Chalitz is more of a problem if you're allowed to take money to be Misada HaChalitz. So that's why I didn't talk about that. So the Gemara has three different opinions in Gittin, beginning of the third parak, regarding a get that's nichtav shelo lishma. One opinion in the Amoraim, and Amoraim, three sheets in Amoraim. One Amoraim is of the opinion that any get that's written shelo lishma is a reha get, and she's asur lakuna. The other opinion in the Gemara, the other opinion in the Gemara is that there are two types of shelo lishma. That if the get was written just for practice, the sofer wrote it lihizamame, but then mamash, not even the shein gevishin at all, it's just the Islam, then it's not at all a get, and it's not a reach get, it's nothing, it's gomish mizvah, GMG. But if the get was written the shein get, the get was written the shein get, no? Isn't that sickness? No. You go to the doctor, they said, you have GMG, but if the get was written the shein get, but I have two wives with the same name. So I told the slave to write the get for the younger wife, for the older wife. I got rid of the old hair. And I want to remain with the younger one. And then I change my mind later and I take that get that was mixed for the gdolo. Because of the garish is hagdolo, the girish boy is haksano, the Mishnah says it's tsuba. So it has to be lishma, the shame ishazu. It's not sufficient if it's the shame garish in general. It has to be the shame garish in elu. But then one opinion of the Gemara says that such a get is called a get, but it's a get possible. So that would constitute the reha get. We don't pass them like that. The next opinion in the Gemara is there are four opinions in the Gemara. The next opinion in the Gemara is that if I have two wives with the identical same name, and I tell the sofer, write a get for my wife Rachel Bat Avraham, and I have two wives with the same name, and I'll make up my mind later, Eizah Sheret HaGarish, I'll make up my mind later. So the Gemara said that that's no good because they ain't brayer. The simple reading of the Gemara, if you would have held Yesh Breyer with their Raisa, then the get would have been good. It would have been considered Nichtav Lishma. But because we pass the name Breyer with their Raisa, so that get is considered Nichtav Shalom Lishma. Tosfos has a famous comment on that Gemara, on that called Dalam and Beis. Ayin Ari quoted in Avinezel Alach, it's an important Tosfos. It's a little Tosfos. It's usually the cloud. The small Tosfos in Aruch are much more important than the big, long, and complicated Tosfos. Small Tosfos are sometimes more basic, more fundamental. There's a little Tosfos here. Ayin Ari, that even if the din were that Yesh Breyer with their eyes, the get would still be no good if he says, Eizah Sheret HaGarish, because it means Lishma, Plus, the Rosh Hashanah means there has to be mavura of bishat tzviza for which wife it's being written. So even if you hold in general, yesh breira, by the other halachim, but by lishmo, it doesn't help to say yesh breira. And it doesn't matter. We pass an halacha ain't breira to the right. So the get is no good anyway. But there's a third opinion in the Gemara that if a get is nichtav shaloi lishmo, it's not even a reacha get. But it's nichtav shaloi lishmo in the worst possible way, that the sofer were writing it lishlami just to practice. Or the get was nichtav shaloi lishmo, that it was written with Shem Gerishim, or not with Shem Gerishim, it was written for a different wife. But if the get was nichtav, maybe for this wife, maybe for that wife. I told the sofer, k'sov leiz l'sheotzah garish, and later on I decided to be in the garish, either the k'sov or the k'tano. In such a case, that would constitute a rare haget. You can really understand, it's not right, it's not so bad, because the pasha pshat is, there's the machlekes hachem, the kesef mishneh, and the yamshal shlomo, whether this is right. But the pasha pshat in the Gemara, in the end of Beis, the Gemara says, what's the p'sak halacha, the yesh breira or ein breira? So the ran in the dorm, the first line of perak hashutma has three sheets, yes, no, one sheet is yes, rabbin tam pas in yesh breira, other shan pas in ein breira. And the Ran says, they're both wrong. The Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabban Yesh Breira. That's the Ran. Hashut, he calls the Gemara in the end of the Gemara says, the Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabban Yesh Breira. So how do you understand the Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabban Yesh Breira? So the simple shot is, there are three sheep, is yes, no, maybe. Let's take it a dinner, whether Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. You always get, what's the dinner? Say, Machlek, is all those sheep, is yes, no, maybe. Three sheep is maybe, a suffix. What it means Sophic? So if the right is the Engrair, the Sophic of Jordan Kuman, say for the right of the Kuman, so you say Engrair. If the Rabbanon, you say, say for the Rabbanon of Kuman, so you're allowed to say Yesh Breira. But what if you would have a case where saying Yesh Breira would have been the Kuman of the right? So then the passage starts in the Gemara perhaps would be, that's how the Kesem Mishnah says. That's the Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah, the Yamshal Shlom. The positive sound of the Gemara would be that the right end prayer is because you go to Chumra, you say end prayer, but saying yesh prayer will be the Chumra, then you say yesh prayer is the right. That's the positive shot. So here, if I tell a Sofik, Sofik get le'ishti, I have two wives, a girl and a ktana, and I say le'ezi she'erza agar shena. So should the get be good or not? So if you wouldn't hold from that read, you would have said that the issue hinges on whether yesh prayer or ein prayer. If you hold yesh prayer to the right of the get would be kosher of the Irish, but if you hold ein prayer to the right of the get would be no good. So we say ein prayer, the get is no good, the Irish, but if the get is mamish no good, possible the gamre, possible bottom of the Torah, so then it's not even reach a get, and she's materis labai lakoy. So that's already lakuba. So lakuba with the right, you wouldn't say ein prayer. So lakumra, you should say ein prayer. You should say that maybe the get was really kosher, and therefore she's asur labai lakoy. That would be the simple pshat. That's perhaps the third sheet in the Gemara. Now the Gemara has a fourth sheet, and that's how we talk about it. Even in the case of Stov Leizu Sher Tagar Sheno, the case with the Breire, and I gave the get to one of my two wives, it's, even in that case the get is so possible that it doesn't even constitute a Re'ach HaGet. Why not? I just made a good sentence. You should say, Yesh Breire to the right of the Kumar? No. Either because of the Re, either because they say like the Reed, that the final maskanot agmar, there are four sheetahs, so the final maskanot like the fourth opinion, that even if you would have held yesh breira b'deraisa, it would have still been no good, because the cut of long shmas mashman has to be mevura b'shas ksiva leizish misgaresh is begedze. Even if you held yesh breira, it's also no good than after, either like the Reed, or perhaps like the Maharshal, like the Yamsha Shlomo. That aim brayer of the derayt is not because he's all lachumah. It says in v'teres vaday aim brayer of the derayt. Very strange. Why should it be yesh brayer of the rabbanim? If you hold aim brayer of the derayt is in v'teres vaday, why should it be that the rabbanim is yesh? That's the mashal. Those are the four sheets. So the mashal to be rabbanim over there. Another kind of quote, the long mashal gives you in a bridge form. Mashal is very long. He gives you in 5 lines what the mashal has. That's long ago, and he said that the Zaka of the Gemara. I think the Mashal is above the Tana. The Gemara discussed, I'm not mistaken, I think it's above the Tana, I'm still there very rich. The Gemara above the Tana, Borish or Shnei Shutin. And also, Tana Sharah Hamar, so they both say, and then the Gemara has details about it, Borish or Shnei Shutin, what's the deen of Yesh Breir and Breir. I think that's where the Mashal is, if I'm not mistaken. Because Mishnah is on the Ramah, and he says, it was Gerish, I think. So the Marshal says that the Tzaka of the Gemara, that the Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabbanim, Yesh Breira, It's not that we treat it as if it were a Seker Dinas, and we say Seker Deraita Lekuna, and Seker Derabana Lekula. No! We say that Deraita ain't ready to tell us about that. That the derayta ain't rare, but the rabbanon yesh rare, because we treat it as a sacred edina. That the derayta sacred the derayta lechum, but the rabbanon sacred the rabbanon lechum. That's a simple pshat. The mashal says no, that's not the reason why. That the derayta ain't rare, it's a Torah's bada, even if it were the chumra, it's a yesh rare.
Well, in those cases when the
location
when the get is not good, how does it still have to
move
away from
it? So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion is that any get that's nifl of shlo lishma is a rare get. There are four different opinions in the Gemara. Well, the Mishnah says that they're all no good. Mishnah says they're all no good, the garish was Krishna. But the Gemara has a discussion among Amaroim, when is it a rare haggad? It's on Chofayim and Al. The different opinions on Chofayim and Al. So the Shagatai quotes this Gemara on Chofayim and Al, and he says, the maskonis of Gemara is that there's only, in the whole wide world, there's only one rare haggad. That's the case that the Gemara has in the last parish in Gittin, and on the garish. He wrote a get and he says, Harei Bukharesh, it's many of the Harei Giyot in the Terech Mishum Adam. He wrote a get and he says, Harei Terech Mishum Adam, and Kuch Mishum Adam. Isha Grusha Mei Isha, that's the only case. And any other psul in the world does not constitute a rare haget. Those are the two tshuvas in the Shabbat time. First tshuva he writes in the Chadosh. First tshuva he writes is against the Ramam. The rare haget is a din deraita, like the Magen Mishnah. He says, the Rov HaRishonim have to hold like that, because that's a simple reading of the Gemara. The next tshuva he writes is that the only case in the whole world of rare haget is a case that the Gemara has on the left hand. It's interesting, the Gemara has on that called Dalam on the base.
Right.
And the Gemara comes to the Maskona that none of these gifts not constitute a rare hand. What about other cases though? Maybe what about a get from the Chuber? What about Kilgita Mandabi Karaka? There's some of the other students. The Raman has a list of 10 things that can go wrong again. So he says that once he comes to the Maskonis HaGemara, I'll pay him an hour, and so he claims that what that Maskonis means is that there's only one Reh HaGet in the whole world. There's only one thing that's a Reh
Could be.
I don't remember. It could be that that's what he says is probably that is it. I don't remember the Jewish time. There is an interesting sushtel. The Gemara is Mitzar of two dinim over here. There is a din of Reach HaGet, and there is a din of Chalit Tzuba. There is a din of a man was married and he died leaving no children to his wife, and he leaves a living brother. So his wife has to have Chalit Tzuba from the living brother in order to be allowed to there are a lot of things that can go wrong in a chalitza also. You have to do chalitza from the right foot of the yavam. You have to have kavana for chalitza. The chalitza shoe has to be made from leather. If it's only made from cloth, so it's not good. So one of those, the chalitza has to be bar mitzvah. If the yavam is a katan, so it's not good. Even the yavam has to be a bar mitzvah. That's a shayla, that's a din deraita, it's a din derabanan. But if the din is, it's a din. The yavam has to be bar mitzvah. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. There is an institution of chalitza psulam. If the Yavam and the Yavamah did a chalitza, and there was some kind of a psul, let's say the shoe was not a leather shoe, it was cloth, or they used the left leg instead of the right leg. So the Gemara says, sometimes there are different opinions in the Gemara when we apply this thing, but everybody agrees there is an institution, just like there is an institution of Reah Haget, and we assume that it's a dinda, right? And so too there is an institution of chalitza psulah. That normally the Yavam has the option, the Yavam and the Yavam have the prayer of either getting married, doing Yibum, or practicing Chalitza. You have to do either one or the other. What happens if the Yavam did already Chalitza? So then we say, Kocha Yosuli Shashalo Yivne is based off. What is that Shalo Yivne? You should say Kocha Yosuli Shashalo Bona is based off. How do you know he's not going to marry her in the future? So the Tanoim says, and that's how we say Shalo Yivne, the Kim Shalo Bona, Shalo Yivne. Once he does Chalitza, he's forbidden for the rest of his life to ever do Yivam. What happens if the Yavam and the Yivam did a Chalitza, but it was a Chalitza Psula? So the Chalitza was not good to be Makahar Lashuk, Lehinati Lashuk. So I say that nevertheless it was Shmei Chalitza the Osro Al HaYavam, or the Osro Al HaAchim. Since the Chalitza was done, even though the Chalitza was the Psul, now she's forbidden to have any evil. So the Pashto says it doesn't make any sense. One of them, if the Chalitza is good, then she's Muteris Lehinati Lashuk. If the Chalitza is no good, so she's Muteris to have Yivam. They didn't do any Chalitza yet. So the Gemara says, not so. There is an institution of Chalitza Psula. Sometimes I say, Eina Chalitza Plala Klaus, it's garnish, it's garnish. Nothing happened at all. And sometimes I say, no, it's a Chalitza, but it's a Chalitza Psula. It's a Chalitza only, not Lahatir Lashuk, but it's a Chalitza Liyasra Lekohen. Chalitza Psula would ask it to a friend, let's say the Yavam will die later. And she'll no longer need any Chalitza, but she'll be called a Chalitza. Chalitza is a Psula Lekohen. Or it will be called a Chalitza Liyasra Al Ha'achim, that she's forbidden to have evil now. So what's this institution of Chalitza Psula? Is this a Dinda Raisa or is this a Dinda Rabban? So there's no Makra, either isn't even any Pashtus. So the Pashtus and the Gemara, you would ask me, I would have said that it's a Dinda Rabban. So Rabbanav Asman writes in his Sefer on Yivam, as he thinks that it may be a Dinda Raisa. Because from the fact that the Gemara in Gitnav Chavdala going over to Daf Profei and Manala puts it together with Rechaget, and we assume he doesn't resolve to the issue with the Rabban, we assume that Rechaget is a real Dinda Raisa, it's derived from this Pasuk, Yishu Grusham Yishu. So we have an institution already of a Re'ach HaGet, that the Get is not good L'Hatul HaShuk, but other dinim that are based on, other dinim that come about by virtue of the fact that the Get was given Achal, the Chumris of the Get Achal, even though the marriage is still intact, he thinks that maybe this, possibly, Shigushim Me'isha, should be the source of the whole institution of Chalitza Psulim. Even though the Chalitza is not L'Hatul HaShuk, but still it answers L'Koyim, Chalitza Atzul L'Koyim, and it should answer Al-Kol L'Achim to do Yivam and so on. A fantastic kiddush. That's what he says based on the two stone in the Gemara.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the din is. I don't remember the fish. What's the din of a chalit with stula as an asul of praying? I'm not sure. I think that the Gemara over here does not talk about it. I'm not sure, I think the Lura said it. I wasn't sure.
The
Pashto says that it's only the Rabbanan, but he suggests that it may be a Dinda Raisa based on this post. So this is the Dinda we learn out from this post. Yisha Grusha and Yisha, that a claim is also the Grusha, even Grusha Sakhmar, even a Grusha with a get wasn't even Chal, it's only a Re'ach HaGet. It's still Asas Levai LaKohen. What if the husband gave a get just Mechumra? Say we have a common in Shaila in America, let's say a couple were married civilly, a couple were married by a reformed rabbi, and there never were any Eidim Lekim Adov B'Shat Kiddushin, and then later on they get divorced. So the Paskim have a machlekes in this case, whether Nikra didn't they need a get or not. So in Europe they had the Shaila. The last time of the year they had the Shaila. People are civilly married, they didn't have reformed rabbis, they had people who were civilly married, and then later on they break up so they need a get. So everybody always required a get. So the Shaila, but if you can't get a get, you say that the woman is getting an issue, is or not? So the Zara Abram has a tshuva. One of the rabbanim in London wrote a sefer where he collected everybody's opinions. But he, the Zara Abram quotes in his sefer that all of the girls in Europe were makel, that Nikra didn't even need a get, except for the Ragat Shogar had a wild shita that there's a din of Pelegesh, and Pelegesh is issues, and you need a get for that, even though there was no ladies in Kimodoro. That's the Ragat Shogar. And Rav Henkin from New York, Rav Henkin from New York held that you need a get Nikra din. But all the poskim held against Rav Henkin, that Lachat Chila, we require a get, but Nikra din, you don't need a get. Lo be in such a case, that that woman was civilly married. And then she gets divorced. And they give a get, and the get is only b'tara schum of b'yamim, because Mikradin, if he can't get the get, so she's permitted to marry even without the get. But she got a get. And now she falls in love with a kohen. Do I treat her like a grusha or not? So this is not even a re'ach get. A re'ach get, at least, he was married to the woman, and then he gave a get that was a possible get. But at least there was a marriage there. She was never even married to the guy. Let's say I go over to a single girl, I give her a get, and I say, however, Guresh is the man. There's nothing. If I'm civilly married to a girl, I'm not married to her. I'm not her husband. What do you mean I give her a get? A get is nothing. It's a kosher get, but I'm not married.
So what's the question for? What
did he give the get for? The kosher is for the Ragat Shogar and for Rabbi Henkin Zahanova.
What's the question for?
The Lechatzila they give again. Why would she be a Zona? She was living with a Nachri. Yeah, we talked about that's not called Bilaznus. One time Rav Lezer holds, Rav Eliezer holds, Nivel of the Pasul of Soma, that Rav Lezer Shita Zafon HaBol HaFuya, HaSol Zayin. That whenever a girl has a Diyo, not during Isha, she becomes a Zayin HaSul of Zayin. And the Gemara says, Nivam, it's late for Pasul HaDe Rav Lezer. But no one holds like Rav Lezer. Rabbi Yeruchim Perla has a whole essay in his Seif HaMitzvot where Al-Sadi Doen, where he claims it's not so pashut, that the Rabbi Shonim, the whole group of Shonim, didn't have that gear from the Gemara, and they hold that they didn't, that you have to be Rabbi Shonim, Rabbi Shonim. But we don't pass him like him with all the Shonim. The Shulchan Aruch, we pass him against Rabbi Shonim. That Pana Ha'bo Al Abdu'na, Shalom Hashem Isha, and Lo Yasso Al Zayin. Zayin is a machlek in Tata Haim and Yivam is what the definition is. So Rabbi Kiva says Zayin Kipshuta, Zayin Kishmo. A girl is a Zayin, with different people is a Zayin. And then the Chachamim say no.
And that's Mitzvah Mitzvah.
No, that's not Mitzvah Mitzvah. So nothing is also Zayin. But let's say the girl lives for 1 year, during her freshman year in college, she has a Kriyas with this guy. During her sophomore year, she's a Zayin with that guy, and it's a Kriyas. For a long period of time, she keeps one boyfriend, and she switches. And she doesn't alternate to say that. So then, Rav Shlomo Kruger has the children and says that that's not called the Zayin Kipshuta. If it's the Kriyas with one, and the Kriyas with another one. So she doesn't, then it's only Rav Lezer Shita that upon her power of Kriyas, Shlomo Shemisha, Tassor Zayinah. The Gemara says, Leis Lechosh, Lechad Rav Lezer. We don't, Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like Rav Lezer. The what? That's one bit. That's one kind of a Zayin Kipshuta. But the Gemara has another kind. She's in Zayin with different people. That's also a Zayin. Yeah. No. The Mishnah has the Chachamim say that a Zono and Samach Aluchim and Aluchim Yerom. The Chachamim say a Zayna is a Giyoret and a Mishachreret, Zish and Evil of Bilaznus. These three people. A Giyoret, Mishachreret is also Giyoret. Or a nibble of bilaznus. This is called the zayin. That's how we pass them. And Gemara on the base, this is on the base. On the Chalvan base, on the same page. Gemara on the base here, both the brayser would have different opinions. The one opinion is that if she's nizana indiscriminately with different people, she doesn't have any fears with one particular person. So the Shabbos, how do we pass them? So the Rambam passed him like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, on the Chalvan and Aleph. It ain't going out of the earth, Mishach Eretz, or Shinibel of Bilaznus, and he doesn't quote that. She's been done with many different people. The Pashat is Zayin, he doesn't quote. But the Beishmuel, and the Mechaber quotes the Rama, but the Beishmuel says that since, even though the Rama says Rahapel, but since there are a group of Rishonim, the Smagin, some other Rishonim he quotes, who say that you should be Chayishish for Rabbi Kiva Shita also, that the Zayin who's Madana, he says, Rabbi Kiva, I'm in Zayin Zum of Keret. She's been done with many different people. So Zayin is the most careless, and the Gemara never said we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. But since the Gemara just says Leiz Mechash Mechad Rabbi Lezer, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. That's what the Gemara says over there. That Pana Habor, ain't Allah like Rabbi Lezer. If we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer, that Pana Habor of New York is our soul Zayin. But if she's the most careless, she's Zayin and discriminately with different people, then the Shmur says that it's not proper to be Nekil like the Rambam. The proper thing is to be Choshish for the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, then the most careless would be Asur. It depends who it is. Look, if it's a person who's barely religious, if the couple who's getting married, the son who's getting married to this girl is a barely religious guy, never learned to teach even anything. So then he's not going to be able to be chayshish for the Beis Shmuel Shita. He can follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. If it's a religious guy, so then you tell him. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says mutzah, but the Beis Shmuel says he should be chayshish for the Beis Shmuel Shita. It's a very common shot. Follow the same Rambam. The Kiva says mukheret. The girl is mezana indiscriminately with many different people. The Chachamim say in the Mishnah, in Tamachal and Aleph, ain't zayin el giyaret, v'shinivel abilaznus. Shinivel abilaznus means an Eishin Tisha was mezana, tachas bayli even then, so a woman was mezana with a nokri. Shukhrarit is the same as giyaret. Giyaret and shukhrarit is shinivel abilaznus. No, that's a machlokes hatanoim. What if a girl is a geyer, it's cool to be bashal hashem of the yamechah? Machlokes hatanoim. So she couldn't have been nivel of bilotnus, but cool to be bashal hashem of the yamechah is envy of the bia. And we pass it like the tanoim that she's asura, the point. Even if it's gara, cool to be bashal hashem of the yamechah is asura, the point. There is a discussion in Akhrein, and maybe that's only the Rabban. Maybe the geyer is a gara, cool to be bashal hashem of the yamechah, who is the zadai, but nivel of the Nachri, maybe she's only Asura the Kohen with the Rabban. Maybe the Yitzhak Yerush the Kohen is only if Nivola the Nachri. If Lo Nivola, there's one day in Taisus in Sanhedrin like that. There's one day in Taisus, the Poshim said that it's not. There's one day in Taisus in Sanhedrin that if the Yerush is never Nivola, even if she's older than three, that she could be, she's this guy when she's 20. But she's a Psula, she was never Nivola at all, then he goes. So then the Yitzhak of the Kohen to marry such a Yerush would only be with the Rabban. The Rabbi passed the whole Nachson, never ends it. They discuss on the Daf, but Shlomi Klugia and others here, they recurred it. On the Daf of the Shulchan, they discuss.
That's the allegory
of she's married quite a few times. Don't we assume that she's a Mizani? Yeah. But the question is, what if you know of a Vadai? What if you know of a Vadai that she is not Mizani?
Aiden.
Huh? Aiden. Can't have Aiden. If you have a case where you know the Vada, she was not Mizani. How can you tell just because she has school, it doesn't mean that she wasn't Nivola? If she's Nivola, Shloike Darka is also becomes a Zoyna. She can become Nivola just with a Hara, just with a Tchilat Bia, also makes her into a Zoyna. You don't have to have Dafke Bia that makes Hashoras Psula. So for now, it's not, you can't, but she clears on the stage, she tells you she's not Mizani. I don't know, the guy knows that she's telling the truth. Okay. Let's say they adopted a non-Jewish child, they never converted the girl until the age of 20. So then when she converted, she was always brought up as a Jewish girl. She thought she knew she's not allowed to be adopted. So we know that she wasn't adopted. Whatever happened to me. But then there is a small, there's one opinion in Rishon that they have, that case is one of the friends on the Rabbana. And it's generally absolutely not accepted. Rav Herzog has a long shul about this in Hechon Yitzchok. Big shasa chakshut, she wants to be made one. It's a very shver zah. The pashtus is that it's a gyurit, such a gyurit is also asur menater. What would it help? What's the difference if it's asur menater, asur menater rabbanon? Think of a korotan. If they're married, they have to break up. That's the pasuk viki dashto, the Gemara says in Rambam Daf Pei Zayin, yeah, even with the rabbanon they have to break up, unless it's a topic. The Gemara says in Yivamah, what if a Kohen marries a chalutza? So you have to get divorced, and if he doesn't want, so we beat him up, so he gets divorced. He's not allowed to remain with the chalut. What if the car married a suffix chalut? This girl is a suffix chalut. I have to think that the girl is a suffix chalut. But then the Gemara says, since the whole deal of chalut is on the Rabbanon, and the din is taken to the Rabbanon of the Kula, although we wouldn't allow him, b'chatzila, to be machnas asmon, and taken to the Rabbanon of the Kula, we would tell him, go get yourself a different girl. We will not allow you to marry this suffix chalut, but with the Yevet, if you're already married, this girl is a Zafi Kalusa, we wouldn't say take him. We wouldn't force him, we wouldn't tell him that he has to get divorced. But the Yevet already is Sfeika de Rabbanu Lakut. Zafi Kalusa is Sfeika de Rabbanu Lakut. So that's the Shaila. If you should hold that a Giyuris, Shaloi Nivalo, it's only the Rabbanon, but it's a Vadai. What's the Zafi? So we discussed many times. Some Akronim hold, also Miyut Akronim. But some Akronim hold that Kohanim, this man is there, only Zafi Kohanim. The Kohanim, the Yukos is a Vadai Kohanim. Kohanim Hazokah, a Tzafik Kohanim. Where did this institution come from? The distinction between Kohanim Yuchas and Kohanim Hazokah? That's a pasuk in Ezra. It says when they built the second Beit HaMikdash, so Ezra checked out the Kohanim who were supposed to do the Hakrovat HaKorbanot. So those who were big Shuksav and HaMasyachsim, Shalom Ato, those who tried to find the Ksav Yuchas and couldn't find it, when they go out of HaKohunot, they were rejected, they weren't allowed to do Hakrovat HaKorbanot. So there is a small group of Achrayim that the Pitzchut Shuvah quotes in Eben Ezra, who are of the opinion that Kohanim, who are called Kohani Chazok, the Gemara Ksubas in the second period quotes Kohanim as Kohani Chazok, are treated as Suffolk Kohanim. They're not Vadi Kohanim. Mani Kohen Miuchas is a Vadi Kohen. And that's why Kohani Chazok are forbidden to do Avodah Zarah. That's what some Achrayim say. And Rebbe Kivega said that they're wrong. Rebbe Kivega and Nechman Saver and all the big guns, they all say that they're wrong. That was the whole idea of Tzvi Kalashen. He wanted to buy the Makom HaMikdash and build the Beit HaMikdash and bring Korbanos. He had to work out all the 15 different problems. How can you bring Korbanos to this man is there? So he said, this is Mutan, that's Mutan, that's Mutan. Then the Shabbos, we don't have a claim of Yuchas. So how can the Kohen Chazok to do Avodah Zarah Korbanos? The Pasuk, the Feirish in Ezra, that Spani Chazaka forbidden to do Aveda. So he said a Shtikal Torah, and he was Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega was Matkim, and then he sent a letter to the Samsefer, was his son-in-law, Rabbi Kivega. He was Matkim also. Samsefer had three wives. So his second wife was Rabbi Kivega's daughter. He was only 2 years younger than his father. Samsefer 2 years younger than Rabbi Kivega. I think he outlived him, if I'm not mistaken, I think he outlived him in both directions. I think Rabbi Kivega was born before him and he died after. So the Sanhedrin is also not a clear scholarship that he said that the din that you require to honey in Yuchasim, to do Avodah and Beit HaMikdash, is only a din with the Rabbanah. It's only a summon with the Rabbanah. It's not a din with Avodah. The Haraya that the Gemara says, Tahani Chazaka can eat Truma. They can't bring Korbanos, but they can eat Truma. And the Gemara says in Stubit, V'loy Tema, you shouldn't say they're only permitted to eat Truma with Manazai, which is only the Rabbanah. Because Tahani Chazaka, Rani Mutter, and even the Rabbanah, can take the Rabbanah. Maybe no, the Gemara says Tahani Chazaka are even permitted to eat Truma, they're right. So the foolish Tahani Chazaka, Vadi Kahana, they're only Safi Kahana. How do you allow a Safi Kahana to eat Truma, they're right? To Nisa Nisa Vadei Shamayim. As I read Truma is Nisa Vadei Shamayim. So the famous in the Gemara. The Kohanim Chazaka bad the Kohanim and Atayrim. So it's Achrei in my room. Shev Yankel, the Shvut Yankel, the Knesset. But the Kohanim says they're all wrong. How can they say it's Mefurish against the Gemara? So he says it's only a Chumim and the Rabbanim. And Rabbi Tzvi Hoshkalish was the Mechadish that this Chumim and the Rabbanim only applies Heichad Esher. If you have enough Kohanim Yuchasim to do the Avoida, then you don't allow the Kohanim Chazaka to do Avoida. But if you don't have enough Kohanim to man the Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have the Chumim and the Rabbanim. You don't find on every chumim with the rabbanim that yesh koach lakor bekum b'shevi al tase. Yesh koach lakor. They have the ability to make a chumim with the rabbanim, even to the extent of akiras mitzvah min hater. They have the ability to do it, but they didn't. Lo hamir divrayim. They didn't always insist on observing the dinim the rabbanim, even at the expense of losing a mitzvah derayis. So he says you don't find anywhere in shas that hamir divrayim but makom mitzvah over here. The Rabbi Yesh Kalash was mechadish, and I'm sorry for the kibbeg. I'm asking with him. That you only possible Kohanim Chazaka from doing Avodah Heichad Efshir the Kohanim Yuchas. But Heichad Eloi Efshir, then you let the Kohanim Chazaka do the Avodah. They're very Kohanim in Atar. And then Rabbi Kivega, when he's Masmer Rabbi Yerush Kalash, writes a whole attack against the Shev Yankel, the Shvut Yankel, the Knesset Agdola, that they it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Perish, the Kohanim Chazaka, Avodah Kohanim, the Shvut Yankel, the Knesset Agdola.
What is the, I mean, the, you didn't have a, you asked in a certain point, what's that based on? I mean, even now it's a,
if she had beer with a goy, that's called nivul al apostle of zolo. If a woman is nivul to a nachri, to an eved tnaimi, to a mamzer, to a cholo, the Rambam writes, it's also called nivul al apostle of zolo, that she becomes a zayin. It's a good kasha, but that's the difference. The person had a shame too. The Rambam writes, that nivul al apostle of zolo, hola marito, the Rambam writes, nivul al apostle of zolo, hola marito, because there was him, he said, you see from there, from the dinim, that the status of a woman as a zayin is determined by nivul al apostle of zolo, irrespective of whether it was mutter or rasa to be nivul to that person. He says a woman is not permitted to have tashmish when she's a nida, but if she has beer during nida, since she's not called nivul al apostle of zolo. And a woman is permitted to marry a cholo. The Gemara says there's no violation if anybody marries a cholo, even if she's a kohanah, she's permitted to marry a cholo. There's nothing wrong. But if she lives with a cholo, even though it's bad that they get married and everything, by an Orthodox rabbi, she becomes a nivul al apostle of zolo. Taisus disagrees with that line in the Rambam. Taisus says that nivul al apostle becomes a halala, it doesn't become a zayin. It doesn't matter. The Mishnah says nivul al apostle is a stul of the kum. The Taisus has a most place in the Rambam, she becomes a halala. The Rambam says, no, that's nivul al apostle of zolo. She becomes a zayin, even though it's beheta, even though she was permitted to marry him. That's how we pass him. The Eretz Hatzurah can even if never Nivola. Right. The only question is whether that's the right of the Rabbana. So 95% of the Pasim hold that that's a din there. This is Kaf Kibbul Chacham. It's a separate din. Ain't going to hell of the Eretz, the Shindivola Bilot. Come have a Kampi Ashmo Alamdu. That's a Kabbalah, Bapet, Rosh Bapet. That's a shot in the word Zayn. It's based, the Pasik in Yechetko, Kimsuit is very Yisrael Yikulisha. That's the Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Gemara says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Yecheskel Hanavi writes down the interpretation of the Pasuk in Kumash. Kimsuit is very Yisrael Yikulisha. One time it says Nizru Bisuleho the Yisrael. That at the age of three, that's when she becomes considered a Pasuleh. Because if she would have had Dia before three, Bisuleho Koizrin. So if she was Gaira Koizrin, Kuzrin Bashar Shangeh Mechot, then it was Nizru Bisuleho the Yisrael. She was already a Yisraelis at the time she became 3 years old. And the other Tana says, no, that doesn't mean Nizru Psalab Yisrael. Kim Stulis Mizeri So Yikhoi Shemi. She has to be a Yisraeli. She's a Giyaris. So she's Stul Rukun. So some Achranim have this Einspal, that's what Rebbe Kiveger attacked. Some Achranim have this Hiddish that Kohanim is Manazar Rami Safi Kohanim. And the Giyaris, Shaloi Nivolo Ben Ochi Yuso, is only after Rula Koyim with the Rabbanon. It's only after the Kohen with the Rabbanon, so therefore, if the Yevid, the Kohen married the girl who was a Zaynish of a Nibul of an Ocher Yutzah, so will be a Sveik of the Rabbanon of Kula as Loi Teitza. Based on that Gemara that a Chalutza is only the Rabbanon, and if she's a Zafik Chalutza and the Kohen already married her, so the Din would be Loi Teitza because Sveik of the Rabbanon of Kula. So Rebbe Kiveger says, the Chesben is wrong, that Kohanim is Manu Zeh Abadei Kohanim. And the other half of the Chesben is also 95% wrong. That if Yeres, Shaloi, of the Irish, of the Nibble of an Akhri Yusso, the Rove, the Ruba, the Ruba, who got the majority of the Paschim Hall, that she's a Sigula Kaim and Atar, not just in the Rabbana. So there is a question, we raise the question, what's the din of a get that was given in Chumra? What the couple was civilly married, then they get divorced, so we always require a get, but if it's a very big shans of Tatsa, then we pass the Mikra, then you don't need a get. Because the only two gdolim who held in our this last century, the only two gdolim held that you need to get were the Ragat Shadra and Rav Henkin. That's where they presented, and all the other gdolim in Europe held not so. They sent letters in Europe before the war, around 67 years ago, they sent letters to all the Rabban of Europe, what they're going to do about this issue about civil marriages, because there was no gay all over the world, so they felt that it's not right that each rabbi should paskin on his own. A shadra that's an international shayla has to be paskin by all the rabbis together, not just by the local Orthodox rabbis. So all the rabbis sent letters to this rabbi in London, and they all said, Lekulam. They all said they always require a get, but if it's a big shatav, I can't get a get. So they're all maker, like except for the Rav Shola had his all fancy shtickle tari with the Pilagish, and Rav Henkin insisted that you need a get. But all the others said, Lekulam. Rav Chaimer and all the others in Europe said, Lekulam. Yeah, but the shot, that's how we found it.
No, it doesn't matter.
The Gemara says, also they shamek is different. The minority has the right to follow their opinion. But the man is there, the Ragat Shav is nishto and Rav Henkin nishto. So the lines that we all follow, the Chachil, we always require a get. But if you just can't get a get, so then we follow the opinion of the majority of the Poskim, that if they were just civilly married, you don't need a get. So the shot is, but you do, the Chachil, you do require a get. If the fellow gave the girl a get, he wasn't even married to her. Do I consider that a reich again? So I say, no, it's not even a reich again. He wasn't even married with the woman. So the Ramah in Ebenezer quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo that says that if a get was given the Torah's Chumra, even though the get was nothing, or if he didn't, the get was nothing, but if a get was given the Torah's Chumra, it's also to the point to marry the woman, and even to the Ezer, to marry her, the minute it takes her, he has to get the woman. Kach Katuv Barama. Rabbi Zilla Teteburger has a tshuva for Yitzchak, where he has a unique style of writing tshuva. He does detective work. He puts together all the pieces of the puzzle, and he shows what the sheet is. So he said, that tshuva Sarad Bro should not be taken as an isolated tshuva Sarad. He said, that's the same Rajva who wrote the Chidushim on the Gemara. He says, the Rajva appears in the Chidushim Rajva on the Yavamim. And he quotes the whole Gemara, and then he says, but all the other Rishonim learn a different Pshat than that Gemara. He says, if you look in Ebenezer over there, we don't pass like the Rajva's Pshat. So he says, Manishtana, why should you pass like the Rajva over here? If it's obviously based on the Rajva, and the only alludes to the Gemara, doesn't go through the whole thing, but it was obviously based on his Pshat and the Gemara. So we don't pass like this, so what did the Ramah pass from over here? He says, well, he's not going to take the responsibility on his shoulders to pass him against the Ramah, who says like the Rashbo, he's not going to say that it's permissible for the Kohen to marry the woman who is in Garsha B'Torah's Chumra. But he said, the Paschal like the Rashbo, all the way to the Ibn Yevid, he says that he will take the responsibility. But if Ibn Yevid, the Kohen married a woman who had a get the Chumra, only a get the Torah's Chumra, he says, well, Hatzilu, we should follow the Ramo B'Shem, the Rashbo, but Ibn Yevid, he thinks that it's not fair to say things. So this is the one din in this week's sedra, the din of Grusha Lekain, then the din of Zayna. We just mentioned before the Suli Yivam is al Tamakalach and Baral to Mishnah with the Gemara on the face, the Brisa, but there are various opinions. Rav Leizer's opinion is upon how Baal Apir Shalosh Hashem Mishnah Tatsu al Zayna. We don't pass from like this. We don't pass from like Rebbe Loza. We don't pass from who's Rebbe Loza, not Rebbe Loza. We don't pass from like Rebbe Loza. And then we pass from like the Chachamim and the Mishnah, ain't ben aligiris v'shedivu lo bilaznus. And then we discussed, the Rambam says we don't accept Rav Akiva, the Zemizim of Keren, but the Shmur says the proper thing is v'choshish Rav Akiva shi. Shlomo Zilber said that's only if Mufkeres mamish, but if she had a kriyas with one person and a kriyas with another person, it's not a Mufkeres. The only Chumra would be a Blazer. We don't talk like a Blazer. That would be Mufkeres. I don't know. We look in close to that. And the Shulis are Elif L'cho Shlomo. The small place of this size has over 1,000 Shulis. Its Shulis is very short. It's put together by one of his grandsons. His name is Rav Shlomo Kulam. And that's the grandson. They put together the din of nivul al apostle of tzala applies even if the woman would be nensa. Let's say a woman was attacked by a nachri, she didn't want to participate for rotsa. That's a mishnah in the first paragraph to this. The mishnah says the perish ma'ita b'tinoga shiyard el malus ma'ayin min ha'ayin. There was a little girl went down to draw water from the well, and she was attacked by somebody she didn't know who. And the Gemara says the rov of the people in that city were Jewish. The rov of the men in the city were Jewish. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't help to write about Jewish. Let's say the rover, the men in the city are religious Jews. Let's say the 100 people live in the city. The 80 of them are religious yeshiva boys, and 20 are shikara goyim. So you don't say, well, the rove are Jews, so the rove says that she was nensa by a Jew. The 80 yeshiva guys, and 20 shikara goyim. So the rove, the umdina is, the likelihood is that she was nensa by one of the shikara goyim. So the Gemara means, no, there were 100 non-religious people living in the city, 100 shikara human beings, men living in the city, 100 shikurim, 80 were shikara Jews, 20 were shikara goyim. She could have been answered by any one of the people. So then the rive is lahakel, and still the Gemara says that she's asura lakoyim. Even though you have a rive lahakel, she's asura lakoyim. So the Gemara explains that that's the chumrah mid rabbanim, and after you're supposed to write to establish that she's nivula to a Yisrael, not to a nachi. That's the chumrah mid rabbanim. I also be yuchsin, and we say that she's asur l'koyin. When will she no longer be asur l'koyin? So the Gemara says if you have trei rube, that's the Gemara says v'lachem and aleph. If you have a double rai, then it's not even a chumrah. The Gdolim from this century discussed Akam and Shiloh of a Kohen who falls in love with Anachliya, and he wants the rabbi to convert to Shiksin, he's going to marry her. So normally we wouldn't allow that to anybody. Let's say a normal Jew, Christian Kohen, and he's throwing her a lady, falls in love with a Shiksin, and then he wants her to convert in order that he should marry her. So the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Tov Daled that you're not permitted to be Mekabel a Ger who is not being this guy of the Shema. You only allowed him in the Kabbalah Gere, who gave it to this Hashem Shema. Not the Hashem Shema and not. So the Shadow is what about the Yevah? That's a Chod Zahar and a Beit Nivah. Now for you to be the guy of the Shulisha, so you're not allowed to be in the Kabbalah. What if the Yevah, if he wasn't this guy? So then the Machloik is Hatanoi. Machloik is Rabbi Nechemia and the Machonim. Nechemia says that the Yevah is the Yevah is Eilam Gere. Einam gerim, and the Chachamim say no, kulam gerim him, but the Yevet is good. The Gemara says, Halach, if you did behind you, kulam gerim him, because the Yevet is good. Even though they were not religiously motivated, they were motivated to be this guy here, because they fell in love with a Jewish girl, so the Yevet will be good. But this technically points out, of course, he's only provided them the Kabbalah mitzvah. They say that they want to fulfill all the mitzvah, just that they weren't religiously motivated in the first place. What sparked them on, got them turned down to Yiddishkeit was the girl that they fell in love with. But what might they not have turned down? They want to keep all the mitzvahs there. But they just say they want to convert them. They don't want to keep any mitzvahs. There's no Kabbalah from mitzvahs that are Jewish. So what happens if they want to be in the Kabbalah? All the mitzvahs in the Torah except for one. Here, the Gioris is the girl who's going to convert. She's going to keep all the laws of the Torah. But she's going to be a Gioris. She's going to be married to a Kohen. So that's Kutz Midover Echot. So the Gemara says in Torah, and Dachman is the right of the Agir should bother his Gayer. And he promises to keep all the mitzvahs in the chutz midik the kechot midivrei tofrim. Afilu chutz midik the kechot midivrei tofrim. The simple translation is even if the Agir doesn't want to be mekabel one din the rabbanon. It's a simple translation of the model. That's what Chaim Oizer translates. So it says they're the same of gear. Chaim Oizer and other Gedolim had a problem. Why should it be Eino Gear? But Minatera, there is no such mitzvah. Minatera, there is no such mitzvah. Only as did the Rabbanon. So Minatera, she is a gear. Yes, that's what Chaim Oizer says. Yeah, that's what Chaim Oizer says. Since the law requires that you have to keep the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon, gear most have to keep all the mitzvahs. And she doesn't want to fulfill one mitzvah with the Rabban, so she's not even a ger on the level of their eyes. It doesn't need so much explanation. That's how Chaim Oizer writes. The Mishnah Brewer in Hilchos Shabbos raises the issue, and he is so bothered with this kasha that Bi'ur Halacha he interprets the Gemara. He says, "Speak to Kef and Divrei Tzarchim doesn't mean a din the Rabban, it means a din the eyes." Gemara means like the Rambam, what we refer to as Dinei Tereshel Alter as Divrei Tzarchim. The Mishnah Brewer wants to say that if the ger says he wants to keep all of his stuff except for a din the Rabban, then the gears would be chal minatera.
He
was maker on the lachis. He was maker on the lachis. Anyway, but it definitely is some backup chamed. It's not too much gear yet. What do you have since the gear wants to keep all the minatera, but then it's the rabbanim on it? You don't have it. When they want to do that, they want to do that within their eyes and not within their rabbanim. So that's the problem. If you have a gioris who wants to convert, and she's going to marry a kohen, so you're not allowed to accept such a conversion. Not allowed to accept it. So she's going to be living with the kohen anyway, let's say. Or no, she's going to live with the kohen anyway. So Rav Chaim Oizer has another tshuva about that. So he quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger, who has a tshuva, who quotes the Rambam. The Rambam has a tshuva in Peir Hador. But the Rambam says, if you know that they're going to violate the din anyway, and it's only a din l'chatchilah, you're not permitted to convert such a person if the conversion was not religiously motivated. But for the Yevon, if he would convert him, so the Geirus would be chal. So Rav Chaim Oizer quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger, who quotes the Tshuva to Rambam, the Peir Hador, who says that the Shas HaTzkak could hear the Yevon Gom. He says, he's going to be living together anyway. But the Yisr Chomer, he's going to be living with an Achriya, so then we will convert the people that are Shechach be Behetta. But the problem is that if it's a Kohen, that's if it's a Yisrael or a Levi. What if the boy that she fell in love with is a Kohen, and after she's going to convert, she's going to be, he and she will both be violating an Yisr, of Gioris and Kain, which is every Elitzer. And he said, they're right, according to 95% of the Paskin, and according to 5% of the Paskin, it'll be an Issa de Rabban if she was never nibble of an Ophius. If it's such a case, never nibble of an Ophius. But it's still, if the Gier comes to convert and he doesn't want to, he wants to promise to keep everything except for the Rabban. So also, Rav Chaim Oizer says a simple reading in the Gemara that the Gier is not coming. Rav Chaim Oizer was the Rav of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, and Rav Chaim Oizer, he sent it to Rav Chaim Oizer. It's not that it's a Machlokes in of his time, Rav Chaim Oizer. If he would have asked Rav Chaim Oizer, he would have been Kabbal himself. He would have considered him his rabbi. Rav Chaim Oizer, Rav Sheshiva, wasn't a Pesach. He never, the people who knew him say that he never intended the Mishnah Brura to be a Seif of Tzad. He intended it to be a Seif of Limud, to be more everything, to quote. But Rav Chaim Oizer, he didn't mean that this should be the final or this should be the Hasbro. And he was always the Kabbal, Rav Chaim Oizer, his life. That was his point. It's not that it's machlokes. We assume the dina like Rav Chaim Oizer, that if a ger converts and he leaves that chutz and digs the kef and digs the kef and digs the rabbanim, but the ger is not kal period, the person remains a ger. And kher is that lama on the base. The guy can kher that lama on the base.
Yeah. And that's the
thing together? No, the problem is here, if the boy that she fell in love with is a Yisrael or a Levi, so Lachatchila will not allow to accept her because she is not religiously motivated in the gig. But for the Yevon, if she would have converted and we didn't realize that she's not religiously motivated, we taught them to make like a we taught them how long it's the lecture of Nechenya, from Dalal and Levi and Rum. The cost of that conversion is valid. The Shaita told me, not allowed to accept such a counter of Lachatchila. So the question is, what are they going to do? What's the couple going to do if we don't convert her? So if they're not, if the boy is not religious, and we know he's going to live with them in sin, he's going to live with every Easter, so that's worse. Living with the shiksa, you start to live with a nachriya, is a bigger avera than converting a girl who's not religiously motivated to convert. So the Achrenu Rav Chaim Oizer quotes the Shlomo Kluger, quotes the Rambam, Papa. So we will be mekabel the girl of Hatzis, like we say, Papa. Can you ever do
this? Is the Mishnah Brura?
Right. But that's only provided she's going to convert to be the Kabbalah all mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. But what if the boy she's not in love with is a Kohen? So she clearly is not going to keep all the mitzvahs. She's converting love to marry him. A Gyorah is Asur L'Kohen. So she's going to violate right away. She's going to violate the din that a Gyorah is Asur L'Kohen. And even if it's a case where she's only a Asur L'Kohen with the Rabbanah, let's make believe like the 5% of our friends that we don't have to like. That if she was never in the middle of the Rafa Yusuf, so she's only at the time of the Rabbanon. But still, I kind of like the pastor to give it to the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. That's a simple reading of the Gemara in Perez Aflam and Amavesh. And even if the Mishnah Brewer says not so, the Mishnah Brewer would not pass him against Aflam because he would have known Aflam wasn't going to shoot at that. He wasn't going to argue with him. He wrote a statement, no matter what the Dinamo. But the Aflam like the pastor is Aflam, that it's not a Gavis, the Gavis is not Tom. So that's the shot of the Kohen fell in love with Nahriya. What happens if you convert her? Do you say that he's she? Do you say that the Geris is Chal? No, the whole Geris is not in the Chal even
for
the Yemen.
They were not the line of people they want to, you know, convert their wives or whatever. They never follow the Mitzvahs anyway. So
there's no Kabbalah on this.
There's a lot of money case for a person who's going out with the Shiksa.
She's willing to keep everything. Yeah.
Keep all the Mitzvahs that he himself has done.
Right, right. That's what this comes. So sometime that the Gyorot is going to live with a Kohen, the Kohen will violate the Aveirah. The Gyorot has no Aveirah. The Gyorot is Nishkin Kohenet. She doesn't violate any Aveirah. The Thrum, Mar says the Feresh Natan. Mar says that all of these Iturim are Chal both on the man and on the woman. Isha Kazan Isha Uyish said that. A Kohen married a Gusha or a Zayin or a Halala, so they both violate the Aveirah, not only the Kohen. The wife also violates the other. And then certainly with Nehra. That's for sure there's with Nehra. So the girl will be violating the Nehra. So Rav Chaim Moshe comes up with a suggestion that the Malamed Lahoyal also has, which is not practiced in life. Rav Chaim Moshe says that the only time the Gerith is not valid in the Gemara in Perez Aflamen on the basis if the Gerith says, if you cabal all the mitzvahs, put me to other plane, but I don't want to be the cabal that. But what if the Gyor says he's going to keep all the mitzvahs and he doesn't go into all the details? Let's say he doesn't say I'm going to be kabbalah all mitzvahs except for Lashon Hara. I reserve the right to continue talking Lashon Hara like I used to do when I was a goy. So if he says I'm a kabbalah all mitzvahs except for Lashon Hara, the Gyor is not come. What if he's in kabbalah all mitzvahs and then he falls back into the old mahalak that he always used to have, and he's going to continue to talk Lashon Hara like he did before? So you say he's going to cheat on him. He comes back, he's going to violate the little Averis here and there. You're going to say that the Geiris is not Chal. No, the Geiris was Chal. There was, in principle, in theory, there was a Kabbalah on this. And then the Maise, the person can't control himself, so he did the other. So Rav Chaim Moshe and the Malamed Lahoyal both right. What if the Shiksa will convert? We won't go into all the details to ask her, do you promise not to marry a Kohen? He says, don't ask that question. They said, do you promise to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taurus on the Shpach? She says, yes. And she says, what about all the rest of the mitzvahs in the Torah? Mar doesn't say you have to ask each and every one of the 613 mitzvahs. Mar says, Modim also mitzvahs, Mrs. Kalas, and mitzvahs, Mrs. Kamuras. And that's Kabbalah and everything. So here also they say, so we won't go into all the details. We won't ask whether she plans not to marry the Kohen. So even though we think that she really plans to marry the Kohen, since she didn't explicitly say, Chutz mi dik the Kohen, Chutz mi dom azeh, so the Gerith will be called. That's what they say. And Rav Herzog has a tshuva in Hechaz Yitzchak where he says, he doesn't quote for what they say, but he presents the same argument. But then he says that we've never heard of any bona fide bezin and chutzlaris that ever did that. He says you're not allowed to do such a thing. That's utterly ridiculous and make a whole farce of the whole Jewish tradition. The Dvar Avram talks about that. That maybe he'd say, since it's an umdin and the muhaf that she's going to marry him, so it's like Ram Shabaliba Balay Saladam, so it's equivalent to chut. It should be equivalent to chut. Equivalent to Chutz. He once said, oh, Geir is not Chal at all. Rav Ramah says that. The Rav Ramah believe, but the late Chalad, the Rav Ramah says, like Chutz, we think they're getting to this day. Rav Harry, he wants to say, such an argument is good, he doesn't quote Rav Chaim Oizu with him a lot of love, but it presents it. He says you can't do such a thing. You don't allow it. You wouldn't do such a thing. So if you convert a woman in order that a Kohen should marry him, if she has Bar Shabbalay, but we don't know what she has in mind, let's say the person, a man, or when we convert and they don't plan to be Shomer Shabbos, But they tell us, they promise to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But then we assume that they're telling us the truth. We say the conversion is valid. And then the Gemara says in Yivam, so later on they go back to worship Avodah Zarah, Chazal Rashura, goes back to his original religion. We say that it's the Yisrael Meshumad. We say the Geirus is still valid. And he's still a Jew. He's the Yisrael Meshumad now. If he's a Kaddish and Isha, the Kiddushim will be solved. He's Jewish. But if the Rambam says, but if at the time that we are converting the non-Jew, we know, even though they don't say it, but we know what they have in mind. They have in mind the Vadai, not to be religious, not to keep all the laws of the Torah. So if it's Rambam Shabbalit, but Balei Kolo, then that's Rambam Shabbalimucha, then it's like Rambam Shabbat. The Rambam Taina is then considered as if they had 10 foot Pidova Zeh. That's what he Taina is against Rav Chaim Loiza Shura. Chaim Loiza has this Kula. Let's not go into all the details. Just tell a gear that you promise to keep all the mitzvahs, this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah. And he says, yes, that's good enough. So the Rav Am Tainet, how is that good? Mechela Gimel, the Rav Am Tainet, how is that good? But we know at the time that he said he doesn't mean it. So that's right, the equivalent as if he would have said. It's like Ram Shabbat. If it's Ram Shabbat, we'll lay Koram, it's like Ram Shabbat. That's the Rashbo, and Kiddush and Afnun Amanah. It's the equivalent to Ram Shabbat. So it's equivalent to as if he would have said, put me dove as if. So the gear should not be valid. And even if you would say, like Rav Chaim Loiza, that the gear would be valid, Rav Herzog writes that he can't do such. Says he never heard of any better than a good law that should have done it, because we're not going to start allowing it now in Eretz Yisrael anyway. Now everybody does it. So under new management, Eretz Yisrael is under new management, a different chief rabbi, right? And now they open it. That's the shaila that Rabbi Gorin discusses in his famous Shura. For years in Eretz Yisrael they were assuming like Rav Chaim Loiza, that if you convert the non-Jew, and the non-Jew says he promises up and down, he doesn't keep the mitzvah, even though there's a woman in the book that he doesn't need it, so they assume like Rav Chaim Loiza against the Zarvon, that the Gerrit is valid, and then Rabbi Gorin came up with his big shot at Tzach, so he passed him like the Zarvon. And we'll go down to it. It wasn't the new shot that came up 20 years ago, it was the old shot that they argued out in Europe. But he said the din is like the Zarvon, that the Gerrit is not valid. So then he discussed how soon. Then he said, day number one, when the person converted, he saw right away that the person never kept any. That's what he kind of, that demonstrates that there never was any couple of them. Yes. We knew before and after. That's what I've been going right.
If you don't have any idea, and you see the birthday,
that is good. Then the Gerus is good. As long as at the time of the Gerus, it looked to us that they were going to keep the Gerus. But if all the friends of this gear, we don't have to know, let's say all of the friends of the gear know that he's never going to be observant. They all knew in advance that it was just in order to marry this girl. The non-Jewish man only converted to marry this girl. They knew that in advance and they knew it afterwards. They knew it all over. The Benson just didn't know. But it was Ram Shabbalibah B'leit Kol Adam, even though we didn't know, but everybody else knew. So that's an Umzer the Mukhah, so that's what Rabbi Gorin said, the din should be like the Zvara. Generally in Eretz Yisrael, they always follow Rav Chaim Loiza. Even if there's an Umzer in the book of Bishar Gaelus, we know that he's faking. We know that he's a fake. But if he says that he wants to keep all the mitzvahs, and he doesn't say chut, he doesn't say I'm not going to keep this one, that one, the other one, he just says I want to be religious and keep all the mitzvahs. So Rav Chaim Loiza says that he has the Gaelus in the why? That's his finish.
That's
a lot for the Rashba. If you use enough moon, this thing is a machlokes. The Rishonim there we have. Let's together. I didn't want to.
That one's a good one. So form rabbi and rabbi are present. For that, there was the person who went to form rabbi for conversion or something. Isn't going to be mahavol. This is still so should be good.
Right. Exactly. That's the problem. What do we accomplish if we go to Florida to plead with the conservatives that they should hand over the gerus to the Orthodox? was reading through some. What are they going to? And then the week after they went to plead with them, some of the conservative rabbis sent the people to convert to the Orthodox. They listened to Rabbi Bernstein. They sent them. And then the Orthodox rabbi said, "We can't convert you. You're not interested in keeping any mitzvahs." So they had to send them back to the conservative rabbi. The conservative rabbi converted them. You don't accomplish anything. If we ask them to send the gift to us, then we can accomplish it. We'll do the gift, we'll do the gift. We ask them to send conversion stuff.
Sometimes
we
understand the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a long process of education. But in most of the cases, I imagine 90 out of 100 cases, 9 out of 10 cases, we won't be able to convert them. So they're absolutely not interested in being observant at all. So to be mekabel them, mechatzila, certainly not proper. To the yevid, you'll have a shot. But time is whether it's good enough.
He would rather convert the girl and have two Jews being over on the Kohen to the earth and have the Kohen living with the women, right?
Yeah. So living with a goy is a bigger aveira. Ruolakus is Kanaim Toyim Boy, Kroos and Yiddish Kabbalah, constitutes Gilui Arayim. There are more pastors like the Ramban that you heard Goy Yavon. And a Kohen living with the Gier is. Is it it's a law? It's not Gili Arai, it's no problem. It's a lesser of him. Much lesser of him. The Shaila is if the coin is not the Kaddish to Giyuri. The Rambam writes that the coin is only right there if it's Kiddush and Boal. But if it's no Kiddush, it's just Boal without Kiddushin, then the Rambam writes that there's no Malkus. So that's the Shaila. What does the Rambam mean there's no Malkus? It means that it's only to the Rabban. That's what it means Hasinus says. No, but see, a coin is living with a Gusha, or a coin is living with a Zaino. Or a halala, but he never was Makadisha, never had a full distribution list. He's just living with a deity. So the Rambam writes that there's no Malkus in such a case. But the more like that, the more there's no Malkus. Lo yikaku. The Rambam, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that the Rambam extends it to all the Chagilav, even to Amoinim, or Yodim, Yitzhi, Vedem, and so on. But the Gemara says like that, you have to have that in Chiddush of all. So the question is, what if it will be like Chiddush? The Minhafina learns Pshat and the Rav, that it's only an Issa the Rabbon. If the coin isn't the Kaddish, that's what the Alamed Lahoyal writes. We should convert the girl, we shouldn't go into any details, we shouldn't ask her, do you promise not to marry a coin? And then later on, after she converts, we'll let them live together in sin without having Kubbah B'Kibush. So Rav Herzog writes, how can you do that whole thing? Better who should supervise such a thing. They should be the guy or a woman and not go into the details and then let her live the yitzhak with the kind of guy that put in the solution. The whole thing is ridiculous. Someone told me that that one of the rabbis from the yeshiva gave a whole shiur about this last year. The rabbi who gave the shiur told me that he told all the boys they should look in this Muhammad law. I think he followed this Muhammad law. Ridiculous. A Herzog, the chief rabbi, said, you're not allowed to do that. Doesn't make sense. The Rambam says there's no malchus. So the Mishnah claims that the Rambam means that it's only an issue of the Rabban. It's more Kiddush, it's only an issue of the Rabban. And Rabbi Leib Shach and the Rabban Mat is very much favorite. It's not around anymore. The flavor of the shear is So Rabbi Leib Shach writes in his day that the Mishnah Kiddush, the Chloe made a mistake, and the Chloe made a mistake. Because the Purusha Rambam and Sefer Mishnah said it's an issue of the right. It's like Kiddush, there's Boal, but in Kiddush, the Rambam writes based on this and said it's a Nisa de Raisa, just that there's no Malkus because it's not the Nisa de Shleimus, it's not the Avera de Shleimus. It's like a Lapsha de Chlova. But there is a Nisa de Raisa. It's not like the Minhav Tina said that it's only a Nisa de Rabban. Okay, then we have Din of Chalola. What's the Din of Chalola? The Din of Chalola is Cholol or Chalola. But a Chalola is also a Surah to marry Koin. If a Koin marries the woman whom he's forbidden to marry, Koin marries either a Grusha or a Zainan. They have children, so all the children will be Chalola. So those, if it's a girl who's a halala, she's not permitted to marry a kohen. What is the definition of a halal? Halal is empty space. Like halal who are here, empty space. So the definition of a halal is a person who should have been a kohen or a kohenet who is emptied out, misraik in the kedusha tzuna. There is a difference, it says in Ebenezer, the Shmuel points out, there is a difference between a balmum and a halal. It says in Chumash in this week, said that a balmum is not permitted to grab oedis hakabonis, but he does eat. But he may eat kachikachim. Kachikachim only nechav to zichri kuna. He may eat kachikachim. You see that the balmum does have kedushas kuna, just he has a psul from doing avodah. Hashem kein nechalo is emptied out from kedushas kuna. He has absolutely no kedushas kuna whatsoever. He's not permitted to eat kachikachim. He's permitted to be mitamei lemeisim. The balmum is forbidden to be mitamei lemeisim, whereas the nechalo is permitted to be mitamei lemeisim. The Gemara in Kiddushin on that Samach Bavon and Beis has a machlokes. The Gemara quotes the Tosefta. There's a machlokes Reb Tarfon and somebody else there. So the Gemara has a machlokes Tatanoim, Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. A mikveh that's missing 40 straw is no good. Mikveh that doesn't have 40 straw is no good. So there's a machlokes Tatanoim. Should I compare the mikveh to a Balmon? Should I compare the mikveh to a Chol? What's the issue compared to a Balmon? A very Kalabiki Gemara. You have to break your head to figure out Shat anymore. So if you break your head, I think you may come up with the following Shah that this is the issue. What is the nature of the din of a mikveh that doesn't have our bones for? Do you say, a mikveh for tfilas kelim, the Gemara says, and tzofim in the nozim, and atzer is sufficient with a revias. Revias lamachta mitzvinoris, the Gemara says, if you want to be table a nigu, that was mitabal tumas, so minatzer is good enough with a revias mayim, that's on the ground. But the Gemara says, no, it's a flu, there is a yasta. They were mavat mizrabon. They were mavat of that din that a revius mayim is good for mikvah. Mark Shalom in the first parak writes it all. The Tosafot explains that minatera revius mayim is good for machshem itzinaros for kelim. For other meaning, not so minatera. That's 99 out of 100 pasuk say that the din of avon stores mizrabon. Even though the lashon of Gemara is berachat is called the stores of mayim, mayim should call ruchos. They have the shia ruchachamim. Avon stores. So the shia ruchachamim, the reverse has all shuv and all the pasuk are masking with them. Shira Chacham doesn't mean that it's a din rabbah. The Chacham will convey a din deraisa, that the definition of mayim should call guf olbahim even on a tiny baby is avoyim. So you know the baby can be tovel in 30 store, on 20 store. That's a din deraisa that you need avoyim. So if the guy's a giant and he can't fit into avoyim, so then you need more than avoyim. So but if he's a midget and he can't fit into less than avoyim, so it's still no good. The Shira Chacham doesn't mean that Chacham made a chum in the rabbah. That's what one of the post mistakes. But the Ruba of all the Rishonim and all the Achronim say not, so that the din of Avoyim still is a din deraisa. So the Shaila is, what kind of a din deraisa is this? That there are two dinim of a mikvah, there's a mikvah of Revi'ah and a mikvah of Ben Sof? Oh no. That basically there's a mikvah, the only mikvah is the din of Revi'ah's mind. But there's a din, you have to have Maim Shekol Gufo Elabah. You can't, the guy's a giant and he can't fit into Revi'ah's. Even if a mitzvah, he can't fit into Revi'ah's. A needle, Machta Mitzvah, a Machat can fit into Revi'ah's. A person can't fit into a Revi'ah's of a mikvah. So you need more water. And even if he can fit into a mikvah of 39 and a half straw, the Chachamim says, the Chachamim of Kaveya, the Torah Shabbat Peh says, that it's considered as if he didn't fit in. It's not called Maim Shekol Guf Al Bahem, it's a Chisaron in the Maisa HaTfima. It's not that it's a Chisaron in the Chef for the mikvah, it's a Chisaron in the Maisa HaTfima. So if you look in the Gemara hard, and you look in Shari Yoshim, and you break your head a few times, and you'll see, you may come up with that pshat, that that's the issue that they're fighting about over here, apart from Akiva. What is the nature of the din of a mikveh which doesn't have our boy in the store for Adam? The Kalim is good minatera, no good minatera, for Adam it's no good minatera. If it lacks our boy in the store, what exactly is the nature of the din? Is it that you don't even have a mikveh at all? There's no mikveh. Mikveh less than our boy in the store, this should mikveh for Tila Sodma. No. A revius is a sheer mikveh for Adam and for Kalim. This is a mikveh. But it's not shame. The Maisa Tfila is a psul of the Maisa Tfila. It's not a psul of the Chet for the Mikvah. So that seems to be what they're fighting about. One says that one is Medame. Tarpon tells back Rabbi Kiva, you are Medame. Ata di Misa the Balmum. Vani di Misa the Ben Rusha the Ben Chalutza. You compare a Mikvah Chastera to a Balmum means that he is a Kohen. But he has a psul to do avodah. So Rabbi Kiva, a thousand tells Rabbi Kiva, you compare a mikvah hasera to a balmo means that it is a mikvah. There's only one mikvah of a revius, but it's a psul in the ma'isa tefila. We label it as a tefila psula. Ma'im shein gul tzavar alahem. Says v'ani v'nitzim l'cholo. I compare a mikvah hasera to a cholo means an empty dat of tushas kuna. There's no mikvah. Just like a cholo, there's no kuna at all. He's permitted to be in the time of the mason. If there's a mikvah that doesn't have our bones, so it's not a mikvah for Chala. It's not a mikvah for Kalim, it's not a mikvah for Adam. No, let's say a guy's a giant, so you can't fit into our bones, so you can't say the mikvah is a mikvah Sula, it's a mikvah Shere, for other people it would be good. I just can't fit in. I'm very fat, I just can't, I need a bigger mikvah. So even though everybody, let's say a normal side person, can fit into a mikvah of our bones, so Rabbi Kiva says, no, we consider it my shame for all of them. It is a mikveh. If it has a revius, it has a shame mikveh for Kalim, for all of them, it is a mikveh. But the halacha says that the ma'ayin ha'spilah was not properly done. The barachas is called sir ma'ayin. I'm should call group by the ma'ayin. The kam of shi'a ruch ha'fam and bab one thought that the din in the ma'ayin ha'spilah.
We
see your reveals for the tiny clear the Arbor Celestial and we're looking at the people in a mikvah, in a 2D star mikvah, like a giant 47. Right, right. That's the shayla. That's the shayla. The Chidush Rab Chaim in Piyashmua, they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, in a Rashbo and Taurus Abayis, I never found the Rashbo, he said, Rav Chaim said there's a Rashbo and Taurus Abayis, who has the following din, what if you have a mikveh, you turn on the faucet. The din is that Maim Shuvim is no good from it. Maim that was contained in the Kli, is Maim Shuvim is no good from it. That's a shot of the Raisa, the Rabbanim, we discussed it already, but I'm not sure that it's the Raisa, Paul, Kulo Shava, Ruby Shava, but still they're right. Machaba on the Kulo Shava, don't be Rabbah. So the Shaila is, what if you have water that you just turn on the tap and you get the water from there? Do you have to be Koshesh? Where did the water come from? It rains and the reservoir collects the water. So that's the Maim Shuv. It came from the sky, so what's wrong with that? And it goes in the pipes, so what's wrong with the pipes? The pipes don't hold the water, it's not Maim Shuv. Shaila is, maybe the pipes are constructed in such a fashion that they contain the water. But the pipes are mechubal of karka, maybe shenach needs to consider them clean. So it's a shaila din, whether the water that comes out from the tap is considered maim shuvana. So there was a rabbi in America 60 years ago, Rabbi Miller, who wrote a book, The Secret of the Jew, about Taras HaMishpat. He tried to encourage everybody to make a mikvah in their own bathroom. And he shows how inexpensive it is just to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, put the animal for the shaila, but how big does the mikvah have to be? That he was makel on the shear of Avoyim Stor. He was talmid of the Chafetz Chaim. He was makel on Avoyim Stor. His book had the haskama from Harry Truman. Printed a letter from Harry Truman at the beginning of his book. The Secret of the Jew. There are two books. The Secret of the Jew, I think, and The Secret of Happiness. There used to be a Taras HaMishpacha Foundation. If you would send away, they would send you the books for nothing. But I think they gave away all the books already by now. I think it was already 30 years ago, 25 years ago, they gave away all the books. No more, maybe it's reprinted. So he had two coolers, he noted for two coolers in his book. He was a religious, he was a from a rabbi. So he wanted to encourage everybody. It's better to have this mikvah than to have nothing, than to violate Taras HaMishpacha. So he was makel on the Avoyim Stor, I had to figure it out. And then he was makel on the tap water. He said the tap water is not Maim Shuv. And he got some postman to be masking with. So that's in years ago. 40 years ago, people used to, some of the rabbis were not so medakdei, European rabbis, not why you rabbis not there, some of the rabbis were not so medakdei, they used to make the clothes like that. It's much less expensive. It doesn't cost $250,000 to make mix like that, just to make a hole in the ground and turn on the faucet, not so expensive. And generally speaking, no one accepts that now. We're all machna that we assume that the tap water may be Maim Shuvim, and even though it's only a suffix, the Ramah says that Kula Shov is a Psuldaran. So let's say we fill up. You have to check all the pipes from the reservoir to the mikveh to see that none of the pipes had any base keyboard. The specific shayla that Rabbi Miller talks about in his, it's an English book, in his book, The Secret of the Jew, is about the water meter. That the in every community, in every place you have a water meter, so the water should be measured in order to know how much the homeowner has to be charged taxes. If you use more water, so you pay more taxes to the government. So the shot of the water meter is like a revolving door when you go into Macy's or Gimli. What do you call that? A revolving door. So the door, let's say, has a wall. In the front and the back, when you're walking, and you can, and then it has on the side, it has an entrance and an exit. So you can get caught on the side, and this, let's say the electricity stops. If it stops at the right spot, you can get caught in such a way you won't be able to get out of there. So this water meter is also apparently, I never saw one in my life, and that's the way the guy describes it. It's made in such a way that the water gets caught for a while in order to be measured, and then it spits it out on the other end. As the water is flowing through a pipe, so it's called a water meter in order to measure it. So the shadi does that make it Maim Shuvim? If the water meter would stop in the middle, it would have been caught in there, the water wouldn't be able to go. But it doesn't get caught. It keeps on going. It goes into a kli. I'm not to go out of the kli. Never stops for a second. So that's the shayla. So you got the few gedolim who said that it's not Maim Shuvim. Okay. You can understand. It's not shayla. Play on the Tamer has the gedolim in Europe wrote shuvas about this. The water meter is Maim Shuvim.
What about
Why what?
I don't know.
I don't know. But the problem is there may be other types too, but that's not the only problem. There may be other types that are simply constructed in a fashion that has the basis.
What do we say?
I don't know. I don't know. So these are the two things that he has in the statement that are questionable. One is the size of the mikveh, how much is man, so he's make on how many gallons. That's generally not accepted in school. The other one is the... Don't remember. It's in print, yeah. So today, we don't accept that. So let's say you make a mikveh, you turn on the faucet. So we assume that the water may be mine shum. Even a selfie is a stake of the rice, so it's no good. So you have to make a hashoka. You have to collect water on the roof and have the water go down the chute, find the water go down to another mikveh, and then make a hashoka. How much water do you have to have in the kosher mikveh in order to make a hashoka? Then so, maybe all you need is a rabbit. If the din of men saw, it's not a din in the cheft of the mikveh. It's just a din in the maisat tefillah, but I'm not going to be tzadik on that because I'm going to tzadik on this mikveh. So maybe all I need in the revi is water, that should be a kasher mikveh. And then I'll make a hashoka from that to make this also a kasher mikveh. And this mikveh is already going to have the men saw. So the maisat tefillah will be done here. So that's what Rav Chaim talks about. In the Kiddush of Pi HaShmua, they quote Rav Chaim said, there's a Torah Sabayis, Laharash Bo, where he discusses this issue. When you make a hashoka, there's a hashoka for tefillah, for the purpose of tefillah sodom. Doesn't have to be made or the following. He quotes the Rajbo, I think, he claims that the Rajbo says like this: if I made a hashoka from a reviyas, a mikvah chair from a reviyas, to a memsor, mikvah, maim shuvim, the memsor will be good for tefillah ken, will be no good for tefillah sodom. He assumes that a mikvah of reviyas is a mikvah for kalim, and it's not a mikvah at all for us. It's not just that it's a historian and a mitzvah. It's not a mikvah at all for us. I'm kind of discussing whether it's correct now. So that's this shadow of the book. Up the Gemara well here. It looks like that's the machlokes. What's the getter hadin of a cholo? We know. Mishkin Kohen, the Balmul Mishkin Kohen, when he has a stool. So that seems to be the machlokes of Tarkan and Rabbi Kiva. What do you mean, Dama, the mikvah has there with him? There is a din de rabbanon lechatchila that not only the giyoros asur lekohen, but the giyor married a giyor, and they have a daughter. So the daughter is also asur lekohen. The mishnah kiddush. Gershon after giyoros is a chumah de rabbanon that the daughter is not allowed to marry them. But if the yevich married a kohen, then the gemara says loy teisa. That's only a din de rabbanon. That's not a din de nakhel. Those are the three dinim deraisa. There's a din of grusha, a din of zayna, and a din of chalor. Then there's a din de rabbanon of chalutza. Chalutz is not permitted to marry a kohen with the rabbanon, but chalutz is only with the rabbanon. So if you have a sofik chalutz, and b'diyev the kohen married already, the Gemara says loy teisa. But if you have a bada chalutz and kohen with manazeh, that'd be discussed. Okay, I wanted really to learn a little brachos, but it's a little too long.